Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Unicorn Mini Podcast. My name is Jordan Syatt. Thank you for listening. And if you're new to the Daily Unicorn, it's basically where every day I call one person at random from my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, YouTube, Inner Circle members, my clients, wherever. I call one person and answer your specific questions. Now, you could ask anything you want. It could be about strength training, it could be about fat loss, nutrition, motivation, mindset, unicorns, coffee, sex, sparkles, entrepreneurship, whatever you want, we will talk about it. It is not politically correct. Anything goes. Whatever you want to talk about, we talk about. Now, today I spoke with a client of mine. Her name is Maria. We've been working together a very short time, only 11 days, but she dropped a bomb on me that she had not told me yet, where she, even though we've been working together for 11 days, she has not done a single workout that I've prescribed her, not one. And I had no idea it was gonna happen. I had no idea she wasn't doing it. What she is doing very well is handling her nutrition. She has eliminated all anxiety around food. She has figured out how to eat in a way that doesn't take over her life while still losing fat and making progress. And she's very excited about that. And she shares exactly what has helped her do that. Through the process, we also talk about how to incorporate both working out and nutrition, how to get motivated for both, how to integrate them both in your life without them becoming an obsession, so you can see it in the succeed in the long term, not just in a day or a week or a month. If you have any questions, leave them here on Anchor or in iTunes, wherever you're listening. And if you want to be featured on the next Daily Unicorn, go leave a comment on my most recent Instagram post at Syatt Fitness, S-Y-A-T-T Fitness, with what you want to talk about, what your question is, and I might pick you for the next call. Enjoy.
Jordan.
Maria, how are you?
We got it.
We got it. Thank you so much for being patient. Sometimes they just updated the app and sometimes it bugs out. So I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. I know it can be challenging even in the best situation. These apps are, technical.
Overall, it's an amazing app. I love it. I just suck with technology and so I'm just pretty bad with it. But thank you for hopping on the phone. Where do you live, by the way? Like, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Castle Rock, Colorado. So just south of Denver.
Amazing. Amazing. How's the weather today? Is it nice?
It's beautiful. You know, we have a lot of sunshine here all the time, all year round. So it's super sunny today, but it's probably about 15 degrees. So it's been a little chilly lately.
That's one of the reasons why I love Colorado. It's because, like, more than the East Coast weather is because you can have snow and you can go snowboarding and skiing and whatever, but it's almost always sunny, which is way better than the East Coast, which is like, you just don't have sun all of winter.
Yeah, I grew up in Wisconsin. It was the same way. I mean, super dreary from like November to April.
And it's the worst.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
Have you heard some of these before? You've heard some?
Yeah,
of these?
I think I've listened to all of them, actually.
Well, that is a huge ego boost. So thank you. No, I appreciate that. It means a lot. So basically, I want you to run the show in terms of, I want you to explain what your question is, what you want to talk about. And I know, like, behind the scenes, you explained what your question is, but I'm going to pretend like I don't know what your question is. And then we'll talk about it and we'll hash it out. And then usually, as you know, like, they'll progress into something else a lot of times. So we'll just let it go, see what happens and have fun with it.
Perfect. I'm going to thank you in the beginning, though. Is that okay? Can I intro
with that? Absolutely not. How dare you even think about that? I mean, but to be fair, I don't know why you're going to thank me, but
yeah, that's all good. That's
fine. If you feel like blessing me, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I think that's how I'm going to go in with this, because it's been amazing for me. So I can start with that. No problem.
Okay. All right. Mary, are you there?
I'm here.
So are you ready? Let's go. You got to ask the question.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought there was some special button you had to push or something else. Okay, so.
No, this is it. This is the extent of the technology. And then when we get off, I'll hit a red X and the phone automatically records it. So, yeah, so we're ready to go. We're like literally already recording. So
okay, all right, perfect.
We're live.
All right. See, you thought you didn't know technology. I don't either. So first of all,
and by the way, like, I don't do any editing on this. I literally just upload it as is. So people are going to be like, wait, did you lose them?
Like, yeah. Is she there still? Does she have a pulse?
This is so good. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. So first of all, I want to thank you, because I did this you know, personal coaching with you. I've worked with other coaches before online, two others, and I've done personal training, one-on-one in a gym before, and some other things. And I've had success. I'm not going to say I haven't had success, because I have. I've just never been able to cross over to the other side. And I don't know if you guys know what that means, or you get that, Jordan, but like, I haven't been able to fully integrate the diet and exercise fully into my life. And so that was my big goal. Is like, I really want to make this part of my life and not have to think about it as much, and not have to feel bad or feel guilty because it's not there. So the diet piece that you gave to me, which were the two key things, were calories and protein. And then you sent that one little short clip about you eating all that Greek yogurt. I'm not kidding. I was like, I can get 50 grams of protein if I eat that tub of yogurt. Done. Done and done. Like, oh my God, that was like so freeing for me to know that I can accomplish so much of my goal so easily. And it made me so full. So I didn't ever think about being hungry till like, you know, I ate it for breakfast. So like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I didn't even think about food.
That's incredible. So, I mean, thank you for telling me that. And thank you for bringing it up, because it's you hit on a lot of different topics within it. And I think the one that I really want, there are two that I want to just sort of elaborate on, are number one is that nutrition doesn't have to be and should not be complicated. It shouldn't stress you out or worry you or make you anxious. It doesn't have to be like a science experiment and like taking all these different nutrients and trying to balance them. It can be very simple and straightforward. And sort of parallel to that, and in conjunction with it, in terms of being able to succeed, being able to actually achieve your goals, and more important than achieving them is actually being able to maintain them, which is the hard part, is actually believing that you can, is the belief in yourself to do that. And so many people struggle with the belief that they can do it, because it's been such a struggle, because they've gone through so many things and tried so many things and it doesn't work. And what I'm so glad that it hit home for you is that it is so simple, and it really can be something that you include as part of your life rather than trying to make your life revolve around that. And so there's a word for it. It's called self-efficacy, your belief in your ability to accomplish a given task. And the fact that you saw that and then were like, wow, like that increased your belief in your ability to do it, because you realize it really is so simple. And that's a very powerful tool.
Well, it proved itself. That's like the thing. I've eaten paleo, I've eaten, you know, high fat, like the ketogenic. I've never really been tremendously overweight. I've recently been over fat, I feel like, but I've tried all different diets because I want to be healthy. So I'm on the fad bandwagon kind of. And when you just said calories and protein, like do those two things, and it proved itself. So if I had enough protein, I'm not hungry. So I don't even have to think about, oh, I'm going to go over my calories. If I'm eating more now, it's because I choose to. Like, I want to have a piece of chocolate or whatever. It isn't because I'm hungry and I'm not white knuckling a diet to lose a couple pounds.
That you have no idea how happy this makes me. So I'm smiling ear to ear. This is incredible. It's one thing for me to say it, for a coach to say it. It's another thing just to hear it from someone who's actually doing it. So I'm so happy that you're having this experience and that you're able to do this. And thank you for sharing it, because whether you realize it or not, just by you saying that, you're going to help and inspire other people to be like, oh my God, I don't have to be suffering. I don't have to be white knuckling. I can really just very truly focus on calories and protein and go from there and succeed. So, I mean, thank you. I'm so happy.
Yep, totally easy. Now the exercise part, I struggle with a little bit more.
Well, good. So this is great, because before it's so many people have struggles and it's hard to relate with someone who's in the middle of succeeding. And so now it's more relatable. Like, okay, cool. So she struggles with exercise. Me too. What's going on? What's going on? Talk to me. Like, what are you struggling with exercise wise?
Okay. So let me just tell you kind of, again, my history. I didn't grow up as an athlete. I was really tall and skinny. I lied on my driver's license when I was 16, lied up. Yeah. So 5'11", 125 pounds. And I lied. I'm like, mom, can I lie on this legal thing? She's like, yeah, honey, whatever. So I lied up and said I was 125 pounds and 5'11", when I was 16. So I never have been truly overweight. Okay. Again, but I was never an athlete. So I don't have a lot of muscle tone. And I'm a little bit older and I feel like I, you know, had that middle spread and I'm carrying more fat and I don't like it. I don't like how it looks. I don't like how it feels. Like you said, everybody wants to look good naked, even though nobody's really seeing me naked. I would like to look good naked anyway. Yeah. So, I didn't grow up exercising. I didn't grow up with fitness. I just didn't. So every time that I've decided to exercise in my life, I do it for a while and then I stop. And then do it for a while and I stop. I can find every excuse. I have them all. I have them all. I have them dialed in. I can pull them all out. And I've never been tremendously overweight. So I'm like, okay, well, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not like that bad, right? So I have every excuse. So I work out and then I stop. Work out and then I stop. It's just the cycle. It's
okay. I mean, so I totally get it. So break down, like, where do you think is your biggest struggle in terms of, we know what the problem is. The problem is that you go back and forth, but where do you think the biggest struggle is? What, like, walk me through an example of a time where you do great and then you fall off. Like, what happens?
Well, I just think because something will happen in my life, like something at work will change or something with my kids will change or my schedule will change and it'll just throw me off. And then I'm just like, oh, I'm not going to go today. And then I don't go tomorrow. And then I just don't go for a year. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's just, and then I'll get back into it. And but I feel like it's like my personal accountability. So I kind of beat myself up about it. I'm like, pull your head out of your ass. Like, why can't you do this? This one thing. Why can't you work out 7 minutes on that 7 minute app you downloaded? It's 7 minutes, you know, like, and I just don't do it.
Well, I mean, this is great. This is a really important discussion to have because most people struggle with this. And most people struggle with this in general, but not only in regard to exercise, but with nutrition. They'll follow their nutrition plan for a week or a month or 3 months, and then they go to a wedding and they eat a bunch, and then they're like, ah, fuck it. And then, like, they keep going off and every day they're like, I should get on, but they just don't have that first meal back on track. They don't. Now I do have a question. Let me ask you this. When you're going to the gym and you're working out consistently, and then there comes the day where you don't go, like the day that starts it all off.
Yes.
Do you feel guilty for that? Like, is there guilt? Is there like, oh shit, I'm screwing up? Is there?
Oh no, I can rationalize it completely. I'm definitely really good at rationalizing it.
Okay. So, but I mean, so there's no there. I mean, when does then the guilt start to creep up? Because that's the whole point of your question is, yeah, you know that you should be. So at what point does the guilt start to happen?
Probably a week later.
So a week later, guilt starts to creep in and what is going through you? Like, do you feel like you're screwing up? Like you're losing progress? You're failing? Like what's going through your head?
Well, I just know that I should be. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. And every time you light one up, you think I shouldn't be doing this. Like, I just know. It's like an inherent thing in my, I mean, I'm smart enough to know, like, I should be just exercising. Like, it's just good for me.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. And so it's funny because what you're describing in terms of everyone knows they shouldn't smoke cigarettes and everyone knows they should be working out and everyone knows they should not be eating like an asshole. Like, everyone knows this stuff, but they don't do it. And this is a really important concept to discuss in general and is one of the major reasons why my method of teaching is far less deep science knowledge based and much more behavior focused, mindset focused, habit focused, because everybody knows, even if you can know all of the metabolic knowledge in the world, all the physiology, you can know every like ketone and every glucose and every this, that you can know all of it.
Yeah, Krebs cycle. I know it all. I've researched it. I get it. Didn't help me until you said calories and protein.
Exactly. So basically, a lot of people, what'll happen is when they don't go to that gym to the gym the first day, they don't do that workout the first day, a lot of people feel like they immediately screwed up. They feel like they aren't making progress. They're losing progress. They're already going back. They're backtracking. They're getting fatter by the second. They're losing strength. And logically, they know it's not true, but emotionally, it's an issue where like in their like insides, they can't control it and they just feel that way. And what happens is when they feel like they are screwing up and they fucked up, they're like, I already fucked up. So it becomes more of a, well, if I already did fuck up, then I'm just going to keep fucking up. Cause like, what's the point? Right. It's like, I already missed it. So what's the point? It's they have the donut on, they have the pizza and beer on Friday. Like I fucked up. And then on Saturday, like, oh, whatever. I'll just, you know, I'm going to have like the French fries and the burgers and this. And like, they're like, oh, I'll get back track on Monday. And then Monday comes and they're like, I fucked up anyway. I lost all my progress. So I'm just going to keep going. And that's the cycle they go in until they eventually get to a point where they're so unhappy with themselves, they start the same cycle over again. But it doesn't seem like that's the struggle for you, is it?
No, and I would say it's kind of more like, I'm not really an athlete. I really suck at working out. If I go to this class, I'm going to be like the most sucky one there. I'm not strong. Like it's that negative self-talk. And then I'm really sore when it's done. And you're like, oh God, I just want to get over the hump. Because you know, I know that there's a hump of when you start working out. Because you feel like shit and you're tired. And then you start to feel good. But there's like, you have to pass through that wall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I've made it through the wall and I know that it's there. But sometimes I'm just like, are you kidding me? No, I'm not. I'm not up for it today.
Well, let me ask you this. What is your main goal? Like, what is your main goal of fitness? Actually, I don't even want to put any ideas in. Like, what your main goal or goals are of fitness and working out and nutrition.
Okay. So I would say it's a body composition challenge. Again, I'm not tremendously overweight, so I would like to get down a few pounds, but I know also that the scale is one measurement, which is part, you know, one piece of the pie if there's 10. So I would like to weigh a little bit less, but more importantly, I would like to change my body composition and I want to be strong. I want to be able to do like 10 pull-ups. I mean, that's like a thing. I've been thinking about it for a long time. Like I want to do some pull-ups. I want to be able to do some push-ups. I have 3 teenagers and you know, like sometimes I like to just kick their ass. Like I want to be strong. You know what I mean?
I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
I also know that physical strength begets mental strength. I know all of this.
Well, so this is great. This is huge. So how about this? Have the workouts that you've been doing that you've done that like are workouts that before you and I started together, the ones that you would do and you'd give up on, were they workouts that were strength focused or like were they chin up focused programs? Did they have that type of stuff or was it different type of workouts?
I've done every workout, Jordan. I've done everything. I've done, you know, specific more like weightlifting. I've done more like I would say strength and endurance. I've done some functional. I've done CrossFit. I've done Pilates. I've done, you name it, I've done it.
Got it. Okay, so you've done it all. And every single time with every single workout, it's always led to like the, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And what with which workout, if any, wow, I just burped, I apologize. Which workout, if any, were you the most consistent with for the longest period of time? And about how long was that?
I would say it was more of the functional training that I did. And I also did like the weightlifting specifically. That was one-on-one. I do better with a personal trainer to hold me accountable. Like I have a business. I hold my employees accountable. I have 3 kids on my own. I hold them accountable. Like, do I have to be accountable to myself for this thing? You know, like, so when I've handed it off kind of to somebody else to hold me accountable is when I've been way more consistent with it.
Got well, so that makes total sense. And I'm going to go off on that in a second, but before, how have you been with the workouts that I've given you? Have you been consistent with those?
I haven't done one.
You haven't done a single one?
No.
This is the first time I've heard of this.
I don't need to lie. This is all
people listening are like, wait, is this staged? This is by no means staged. And anyway, so, well, this is good for me to know. Thank you.
Well, what benefit am I going to get if I say, oh, I've done 6 or, you know, we've been together, what, 11 days?
Like yeah, yeah, exactly. So
yeah, 0 workouts, new. Jordan. 0.
Well,
zero.
I'll tell you what. From now on, you have to tell me if you're not doing the workout. So I'm glad that we're getting this out of the way now.
I'm not doing the workouts.
So what? So has literally in terms of not doing them at this point. Now I have to change my whole schedule and make sure because you're not getting a new program when the schedule now.
No, I haven't done the other one. I really was going to tell you that before you gave me a new one. Trust me.
So in terms of day to day at this point, you have your program, it's ready to go.
Oops. I'm here.
So I didn't put on the do not disturb application on my phone, and so now someone called and that interrupted the call, but we're good now.
Okay, cool.
So I think I was saying, so what's going on? Like you have the new workout, you're ready to go. What is happening on a daily basis where you're not even starting the new one? Is it like a laziness thing? Like, and not like as offensively, is it literally like, yeah, you're just lazy, or is it more like you're not interested? What's going through your head?
Okay. So this is what's going through my head. First of all, I'm like, if I tackle two, like this is how I probably rationalize it. I don't want to tackle too much at one time. I really want to get this diet thing handled, which I have, right? Which is great. And I did it pretty quickly, I think, mentally, right?
So okay.
Again, like that's why I that's why we're on this call. So I don't know. I don't know what's keeping me from doing it.
Let me ask you this, because the one of the important things that you said was that you being held accountable is one of the, it's like the best way you found thus far. What if I said that you are required to send me a selfie of yourself in the gym every workout?
That would probably do.
Well, my dear, we have officially found the new solution, and I am already predicting the you going to the gym and taking a selfie and leaving without working out. So if that happens, then we're going to start literally taking videos of your workouts, which by the way, like I have clients who send me videos of every single exercise that they do if they want. Like there's no limit to how many exercises you can send me. And I will literally require you to do like a live video while you're at the gym sometimes if that's what it takes. So
I'm not going to lie. So you told me all calories, protein, and weight, which is what I did. So,
that,
I mean,
as far as you are correct, that is all I said. But I also outlined, I said, if you have any, if you want to report your weight sessions, if you have any videos to send me, you can always send me that. And so I usually make that up to the individual. Now, what I will say is this, most people, like, this is legitimately the first time out of however many thousands of people I've worked with that I found out, like, someone didn't do a single workout. That's like it's so I was like, whoa, that was like completely taken off guard. Because what the funny part is, most people when they work with me, the nutrition is what they dread in terms of they have the most trouble with that in general, and the training is like they're most excited for it. They love to do it. So most people are like, where's my workouts? I want to do it. So that was like a little bit of a flip. But the cool part is usually any type of excitement and motivation is fickle. It only lasts for a short period of time. For one person, it might last 2 days. For another person, it might last 30 days. But either way, it's eventually going to die out. And that's why relying on habits is most important. But even more than that, what you said about accountability, I was going to come back to anyway, is that, and we arrived at a little bit sooner, because it sounds like you, and you know it, accountability is the thing that you need. And it's funny, because a lot of times we get angry. Why do I need accountability? Like, why do I need this? I'm an adult. I should be able to do this on my own. I know this. But the reality is, we all need accountability. It's a normal, it's a part of human nature in whatever it is. That's why I've always said coaches need coaches too.
Right.
About 35 to 40% of my clients, a massive portion of my inner circle, I'd say about 40% of my inner circle are personal trainers, for either they don't want to think about doing their programming anymore, or they do so much training that the last thing they want to do is their own workouts. There's a major, percentage and like struggle as a personal trainer of actually getting your own workouts in, because you're just burnt out and you don't want to do it. So having accountability and someone to report to, and having that there, is, it's not bad. It's not weak. It's not anything other than, if you are smart enough to seek out the accountability that you know you need, then you're making the decision that's going to be better and help you achieve your goals. So straight up, you are officially sending me a selfie of yourself every fucking time you go to the gym. And like, how many chin-ups can you do at this point?
I can't do any. I can do them with that band thing, you know. But
then every day you're going to do a video. Every day you do a chin-up program, you're going to do a video of yourself doing one set of chin-ups with your fucking band until you're doing chin-ups unassisted.
All right.
To yourself, and I'm
stuck. Oh, no, I know. Of course good. I did. That's why I'm like, I wanted to make this conversation and my time and money and effort with you worth it. Like, I'm done fucking around. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done. So like I said, like, I could have lied to you. Oh yeah, 3 to 4 times I've been working out a week. Bullshit. Like, I haven't done it.
I'm glad. Like, I would rather you be honest than be like, I'm doing 3 to 4 times a week and still like, oh, I'm glad that you said you'd like to do this call. And you literally, you know what the struggle is. You know what your issue is. You're not beating around the bush. You're not lying to yourself. Like, you're very clear. And that's the best, because now we can figure it out. And now we've come up with a solution. And now I'm more aware of exactly what the fuck you're doing. So I can be on you. If I don't get an update, I can be like, where the fuck are my selfies? And we'll go from there. But this is, it's honestly, it's really good. I mean, and there's so many different forms of accountability in this front. Like, I mean, you know, I work for Gary Vaynerchuk. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So literally, for anyone who doesn't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, he is a big entrepreneur, and he literally hired me to follow him and travel with him all over the world, for all over the US, from like literally every state in the US to Hong Kong, to London, to Germany, wherever he goes, I travel with him to work out with him, because he hates working out. He fucking hates it. He's been doing it. He's literally had me and another coach do this for the sum total of almost 4 years now. And if for whatever reason, if I have a cold or if I can't go, he will not work out on his own. He refuses to do it. And he just knows that about himself. So he has the means of literally having someone travel with him, but there are other ways to do it. So for you, where you're doing one-on-one coaching, you're going to send me your fucking selfies every single workout. You're going to send me videos of yourself doing chin-ups, because that's a major goal. I mean, there are other options in terms of my inner circle members. There are people who will post videos in there of themselves doing their lifts, because otherwise they wouldn't be going to the gym, or they wouldn't be like getting their form checked. They'll post like every Monday, one of the members, his name is Joe, he'll post an entire thing, just like his check-in, like, to number one, what he's doing, what his goals are, and everyone else chimes in and says what their goals are to hold each other accountable. Like, the reality is, accountability is a very, very powerful tool. And if you're open enough and smart enough to use it, then you can make tremendous strides. It's why business, like very successful businesses, usually have a business coach, not necessarily to say what to do, but just to make sure that they're not sitting around doing nothing or like wasting time. So, I mean, Maria, this is a tremendous topic that is going to help a lot of people.
I really hope so, because I can't be the only one struggling with this, you know. I guess it's
absolutely not,
you know. And so I thought, you know, I'd talk about workouts when, you know, you asked me, and I'm like, but I really am. I mean, this is my this is my mountain that I really want to conquer. And I think that I actually heard Gary talk about this. Like, I can't make myself accountable. I know my weakness. Like, he's very well aware of his strengths and his weaknesses. And he always works to his strengths, right? Fuck the weakness. And you find the workaround. You find the way that works for you that supports that weakness, you know, so you can overcome it. And so that's, you know, that's what I need.
Well, I love it. Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel now going forward? Like, do you feel that being required to send me a selfie of you every day and then every day you do chin up sending me a video, do you feel like that's going to be a good way to keep you on track?
Well, yes. And I am going to work with the personal trainer. You know, you align, I think, with different people. So I am going to meet somebody today to work with, you know, good, a couple times a week, because I do need to meet somebody at a specific time that I'm accountable to at a gym, you know, and I want to tell them my goals. Like, I you know, like, this isn't my first rodeo. You know, the trainer can't tell me my goals. I need to tell them my goals.
Yep.
Because that's how it needs, like, we need to have a relationship, not like, you know, that's just the only way it's going to work for me. That's what I know. So I want to do push-ups and I want to do pull-ups. Like, those are part, and I want to do deadlifts. Like, those are part of my deal. And so those are my big goals that I need him to know to make me successful and to make me coming back. Right.
Exactly. So that, yeah, you're not doing stuff that you don't care about. So it's right, like, actually, if you see progress in your deadlifts and in your chin-ups and your push-ups, you're going to be more excited to go, and it's going to be more motivation to actually do it.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, perfect. So, I mean, no excuses. Every single time you work out, you're sending me a selfie, like, period. And then sending me videos of you doing chin-ups, even if it's with your coach, even if it's with him.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, set, I'll,
like,
do that.
I don't care. Like, I just want to see it's happening, and we're going to have, like, double accountability then. And
but, you know, like, that's a huge thing. So, like, when you said I need to email you every single day, and I'm, you know, if I've missed a day, I've still recorded it and then sent it anyway. Like, I don't want to miss a day. Like, when you telling me that, like, you're saying, like, every fucking day. And when I say every fucking day, I don't mean every other day. I mean every fucking day. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. That's exactly what I mean by it. And we're not, yeah, like, that's, you're exactly right. It is a big deal. And it's on purpose, because I've experimented with a lot of stuff, and it's actually there's a lot of different ways that different coaches do things. I know some coaches prefer doing check-ins in like once a week, and some coaches prefer having everything in like an Excel spreadsheet, and they, like, the client updates it whenever. For me, I've never been a big fan of really fancy like apps or updates or whatever, or doing once a week. I've always stuck to every single day via email. You're going to email me, because it's personal. We're having a conversation. You can't fake that. And because it's going to hold you more accountable every day versus like a check-in every week. And when you check in every week, sometimes you'll forget that how you felt on Tuesday and whatever. It's by doing it every day, even it's a little bit more, it's a more brief, you get more information in total.
Oh, absolutely. And it just is, it's a 5-minute thing. Like, I just need to do this right now. I need to hold myself accountable, and I need to hold myself accountable to you. Like, this is my promise to myself. Like, so I'm just going to take 5 minutes and do this.
Amazing. And so, yeah, basically, here's what's going to happen. Every day, you're going to, I mean, per the usual with the nutrition, with the training, you're going to be sending me the selfies every training day, and then the videos if you're doing chin-ups. And then I want you to, after your workouts, the day after your workouts, in the normal morning email, you're, yeah, going to just give me an overview of the workout. Some people, the way they do that is they'll write down all the exercises and the weights and the sets and the reps. Some people just give me a brief overview of how it went based on how they feel, whatever. You're every day after a workout. So however many workouts you have per week, are you 3 or 4?
4.
So if it means if you work out on Monday, then on Tuesday morning, you'll include your nutrition and a brief overview of what you did.
Okay.
There we go. Crushing it.
Sorry, I haven't worked out yet.
Don't apologize. Now we're starting. What is it? Today is day one?
Well, are we starting over now? Yeah, today's day one of workouting.
Today's day one. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. All right.
Day one starting on a Friday. I love it.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Mm-mm. Thank you.
No,
for your time,
you. This
and
has been
your insight
incredible.
And everything.
I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate you being open and honest. I think this is going to help more people and resonate with more people, especially because you started the call being like, this is so great. My nutrition is so much easier now. And people are like, fuck you. Like, I hate that. And all of a sudden you're like, by the way, I'm paying for a program with you and I haven't fucking done one workout. It's like, it's very real and very relatable and it's honest. And I really appreciate that. So thank you.
Well, I just hope that the nutrition piece can be relatable to people too, because again, I've tried every single kind of eating style. And this really hit home with me. And I really think I was like nutritionally starving. Like when I said white knuckling, like just because now I'm getting more protein, it has totally changed my satiation and my ability to eat less calories. So I hope that that really drives the whole thing home. And I've made progress. So I've made progress just by doing that.
That's amazing. I'm so happy. So thank you, Maria. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I really, really appreciate it.
Yep. No problem.
Listen, have a wonderful day. I'm expecting the selfie within a couple hours. I'm assuming you're going to be working out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then the update on the workout tomorrow.
Okay.
Awesome. Have a good one, Maria.
Thanks, Jordan. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes another episode of The Daily Unicorn. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, wherever you're listening, iTunes, Anchor, wherever else this publishes, because I don't know, I suck with technology, if you could give me a rating, it really does help. Whatever you think I deserve, if you think I suck, say I suck. If you think it's a great episode, say that. Just be honest, because I want you to really express how you feel, and I appreciate your thoughts and comments and ratings. And again, if you want to be featured on The Daily Unicorn, you can talk about anything you want. Just go comment on my most recent Instagram post, tell me what your question is, what you want to discuss, and I might pick you for tomorrow's Daily Unicorn.